The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's community radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Oh gosh, that makes me feel stressed, very stressed.
It's actually called Everything is Spinning.
Yes. That's what it feels like right before you go under anesthesia.
Uh-huh.
That kind of feeling. It lasts for only a few seconds. Oh, yeah. Hello.
Hi there.
This is Lynn.
And Beth.
And together we are
Stuff.
We are here every Thursday morning at 8:30 in the morning, WTBR 89.7 FM. And we do not know what day it is. And I was just thinking about our last show that we just recorded like 5 minutes ago, and we mentioned the 4th of July parade, and I have a feeling that you all aren't going to hear that one until after the 4th
August.
Of July. So we hope you enjoyed the 4th of July parade.
Oh, I'm sure it was.
I bet it was. It was great.
And you got lots of flowers.
Lots of flowers. And all of this is meaningless if it actually poured like cats and dogs and thundered and lightning and there was no 4th of July parade at all. So
would they do that? Would they cancel
it? If it's thundering and lightning, they will, I believe.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I believe they would. I do know that there have been only two that where it's rained.
Did they put them on other days or something?
No. We actually did it in the
it?
Rain.
Oh.
Miss Crumple wore a shower cap to make sure that her lovely locks wouldn't get damaged. But there was one year when it rained really bad, and I had a car that I had borrowed that was a very fancy convertible sports car.
With the top
down. And I was going to be sitting in it on top of it.
Uh-huh.
And I knew that I could not get that car wet.
Oh.
So I couldn't go. And it wasn't until a few years later that I thought, oh, I could have walked. I could have just said, thank you very much for the car. I don't want the car to get ruined, but Miss Crumple
should be
walk.
There. Yeah.
And now Miss Crumple has been walking in the parade and
it's
loves
good for you.
It. Oh,
yeah.
She loves walking in the parade. Interaction with people,
yeah.
You know.
Oh, she is something.
Can dance and things. You know, we've got music that we play. My grandson drives the truck and he's got speakers set up that we borrowed from a friend.
The only time I really met her, I thought I was going to die laughing. I could not stop.
When did you meet her?
She was doing a car wash thing.
Oh, the car wash.
Oh, my God. It was funny.
That was the senior car wash for the class of 1974.
Wow.
That was so much fun. Everybody was dressed up really old. Of course, it didn't take too much. And we did a car wash.
I never forget that. It was so dang funny.
Well, I'm glad that you met her.
I do have true or false this time. Yes,
good.
I do.
Okay.
Baby crocodile self-soothe by sucking their trunk like human babies. Suck fingers, not their trunk.
Okay.
Number two, the Earth's rotation is gradually quickening. Number three, The element plutonium is an unexpected metal. It's a soft, silvery white metal that is solid at room temperature, but it can literally melt in the palm of your hand.
True, false, which?
We have two true, one false.
I got it.
All righty.
All right. So on a past show, I was talking about two ingredient recipes, and I didn't get to finish. So I'm going to kind of go back and forth with something else that I had prepared. But we're going to go through these recipes because they're really clever.
Okay.
And I love the way they break down what's in these ingredients, so you can see.
I can't wait to get to the store.
I know. I'm going too. We did not do this one. This one is grilled or baked fish. You like fish?
No.
Oh.
I like them, but I don't eat them.
You don't eat them.
Right.
So it's fish and mayonnaise. Those are the two ingredients, fish and mayonnaise.
What kind of fish?
It says simple grilled or baked fish. So let me see if she mentions anything here. She's mentioning salmon.
Okay.
So she says, for a perfectly crisp salmon without an eggy taste, mayonnaise has oil, eggs, vinegar, lemon juice, sugar, and salt.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's thick and it's emulsified, so it won't slip off your fish before you bake it, and you won't have an oily mess.
Huh.
It says it creates a nonstick barrier that prevents the outside of the fish from drying out.
Ah.
The salt and the sugar and the lemon add the flavor and your seasoning. The mayonnaise flavor changes as the color, the sugar, caramelizes and the lemon softens the fish.
I got to tell Greg about this.
This
he loves salmon.
This is crazy. Yeah. So when we were away to visit our friends. Uh-huh. We had that big old fish fry.
Yeah.
Our friend Jerry did the salmon.
Yeah.
In the smoker exactly like that.
And?
It was delicious.
Wow.
It was moist and it was tender and it was I like my salmon cooked all the way through. You know, mm-hmm. sometimes people like it rare or I don't care for that. It was cooked all the way through, but it wasn't dry. And
wow.
It was because of the mayonnaise.
How about that?
So now, tell Greg about that.
I like mayonnaise.
Well, you can have the mayonnaise. I mean, look, hey, just think about it. If you eat
add
the mayo,
peanut butter.
You're having some oil, you got some eggs, you got some vinegar, lemon juice, and some sugar and some salt, and you put your peanut butter on there, and you've got a treat.
Okay. Do you have days?
Oh, yes, I do. I do. July 20th, Space Exploration Day. July 21st, Junk Food Day. July 22nd is PI Approximation Day. Oh, not PI, pie. Okay, there's one for me. You knew one of them was coming today, right? The 23rd is Vanilla Ice Cream Day. The 24th is Cousins Day. The 25th of July is Culinarians Day, if you like to cook. 26th of July is Uncle and Aunt Day. Well, you got covered here. We got cousins. Now we have uncles and aunts.
Yeah.
27, Take Your Pants for a Walk Day. Take your pants for a walk day. That's weird.
I have this really weird image in my mind. It just kind of, I see two pair of pants floating along beside me as I'm walking.
Yeah. Now, clever people will make one of those dog leashes and put wire in the pants and in the legs.
Uh-huh,
and make, that'd be cute. The 28th, you're going to love this, Milk Chocolate Day. The 29th is Lasagna Day.
That's good.
My husband makes a mean lasagna. The 30th is National Cheesecake Day. And the 31st is Uncommon Musical Instrument Day.
Boy, you could pick up a stick and put a hole in it, and there you go. There's an uncommon instrument. That kind of thing?
Uh-huh. So at church, I play the tambourine.
Yeah?
And I also play the stick.
The stick?
Yeah.
Do you use the stick on the tambourine? Or on your buddy next to you?
There was a song we were rehearsing, and our leader of the band said, oh, this needs something. This needs something. And he went in the closet, and out came a broomstick, just the stick. And he gave it to me.
Oh, no. Oh, ow.
I banged the stick on the floor. It's
And it gave
awesome.
A rhythm?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. But if you know, there people in our church are very fun and friendly and fun.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So now when I pick up the stick, I can't look at anybody. Because it's obvious it's not an instrument. It's a stick. So I'm a stick player.
Okay.
Yeah. If anybody else out there is a stick player, let me know.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh.
I just realized something.
What did you do?
On my true or falses.
Oh, dear.
The first one.
Yes.
I said a baby crocodile self-soothes by sucking their trunk.
It's an elephant?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. How did you get crocodile out of elephant?
I don't know. I even spelled it right. So when you're bent, okay.
Okay.
Because that could have really turned it into two falses or trues or whatever.
Yeah. I'm still wondering how you got crocodile out of an elephant. I think I'm affecting you.
Do crocodiles, they don't have trunks.
Well, I thought about it, but I trust you. And I thought, she knows what she's doing.
All right, you've got one for today. Now I've got one.
So it's a baby elephant that sucks on his trunk to pacify him.
Like babies suck on their fingers.
On their fingers. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. I just have to say one more thing about the instrument.
Okay.
We also have in our group a stump fiddle.
What's a stump fiddle?
A stump fiddle. It's a
Sure.
It's a stump fiddle, and it's a big stick with it almost looks like a pie plate on it. It has bells on it. It has ding ding dings on it. It's this long stick, and it's got all this stuff on it. So it makes all kinds of different noises all at the same time. It's a stump fiddle.
For and you the, who cannot play an
I don't
instrument,
play the,
this is perfect.
I don't play the stump fiddle.
Do you play the comb?
I don't. I just do the tambourine, and I want to make sure I've got the name of this. Yeah, it's a stump fiddle, and if you look it up, it's I'm showing her a picture of a stump fiddle. It's kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And that under the thing on the bottom, the round thing is like tin or something. And
well, whatever you want it to be, I think
it's like the one man band
ours
kind of
is
thing.
Ours is a homemade one, and it's pretty cool. And we're actually going to be playing the stump fiddle on Sunday. Well, that Sunday has passed. So if you look up stump fiddle, you'll see that we are pretty advanced.
Holy cow!
And we have a ukulele, and
I think I've reached the outer limits.
All right, where were we?
I have
yes,
a couple of different things, like weird stuff and also funny stuff.
Okay.
Humans, being mostly carbon, can be made into diamonds. I plan to go the cheaper route and have my ashes rolled into a glass paperweight. Someday I might even end up on the shelf of a Goodwill for
$2.99. That's a terrible thought.
Oh my goodness.
I thought it was hysterical.
That's hysterical. Oh my gosh. I wonder if, you know, people are saved
in an urn or something.
That? And you know, you're cleaning out a house and it's been there for decades and or maybe a century and they don't know and it goes.
Like somebody mixes the ashes with water or something, puts them in the fridge. And
oh, God. Oh, my gosh. Now you're scaring me. Hey, so I said I would mix this up a little bit, so I'm going to hop over to, I went to Bing, bing.com, we like Bing, and I wanted to know why spinach makes your teeth feel funny after you eat it. Do you eat spinach?
I do.
Do you eat fresh spinach?
I don't know.
Like in a salad?
I've had spinach in salad.
Do your teeth ever feel funny after?
No.
Well, you're just so special. Because mine do.
What do you mean?
They make your teeth feel kind of furry, kind of gritty, kind of like. So here's the thing.
Well, the spinach itself is that way.
The gritty feeling you feel on your teeth after eating spinach is often called spinach teeth. Go figure.
Yep. Real clever.
It happens because spinach contains a natural chemical called oxalic acid. O-X-A-L-I-C.
Okay.
Oxalic.
I guess so.
When you chew spinach. Yeah, Marie. The acid combines with the calcium in your saliva.
Does that mean you're going to lose your teeth?
No. Forming calcium oxalate crystals. These tiny little crystals don't dissolve well in water, which is your saliva.
Uh-huh.
Which gives your teeth that unusual texture sensation. So the next time you enjoy a spinach salad, you'll know why. Your teeth feel a bit funny.
I'm going to have to do that.
I
just don't remember.
See
ever.
How your teeth feel. I bet there's a lot of people out there that are listening that know exactly what this is all about.
Okay. All right. Fine. Be that way. I don't care.
Eat some spinach.
Good. Okay. It's good for you. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay. Urine.
Like I'm in? Like you're in? Like
used to be an ingredient in stained glass. Some smaller companies still do this the traditional way. Urine was used for a lot of things, including preserving, pickling, tanning of leather and skins, and it's also a very useful cleaning agent. If you leave it to sit, it effectively becomes ammonia and can be used as a cleaning, bleaching agent in laundry.
This is like a top 10. Okay, tell my bathroom that urine becomes a cleaning agent. So the part of this that really creeps me out is the pickling. Yeah, the pickling. Yeah.
They do say save it if you're on a hike and you get thirsty because you don't have any water.
You drink it?
Yeah. Keeps you hydrated.
I guess you don't know unless you're in that situation if you would do that. But the
she's
thought of
changing colors in front of me.
Yeah, that is not a pleasant thought at all. None of what you said was a pleasant thought at all.
So
I was troubled with the stained glass in the very beginning. You had me at stained glass. And I would imagine they do that for color. For color?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh, this
I
is...
I don't know.
This is, yeah. Okay. Hey, you want to make another dessert with two ingredients?
Yeah.
Heavy cream or a whipped cream and jam. Just the two. It's a British dessert. It's called Fool, F-O-O-L. And it's traditionally made with custard and fruit. But this recipe, you can save time by picking up preserved jam, in preserves or jam, using jam. This is a no-cook recipe that can be assembled in 5 minutes. You just whip the heavy cream to firm peaks. You fold in the jam until it's partially blended. I guess you want to have the swirly look of the jam.
Yeah, I guess. Okay.
And you...
eat it.
You chill it in individual serving cups.
Yeah.
You serve it in individual cups. You chill it, and then you can eat it right away.
How about that?
These things are so cool.
Yeah.
This is so cool.
All right. Now, okay. I don't mean to
gross you out,
but...
yes, you do.
The average polar bear liver contains enough vitamin A to kill 52 adults. I think the average polar bear could do enough damage without the aid of its liver. never eat polar bear liver.
I don't eat liver.
Oh, I used to love liver.
With bacon and onions?
No.
Just the liver?
You take the juice that comes with the liver.
You mean the blood?
And you mix it with milk and you let it kind of set for a while. And then you fry it up with the liquid and mushrooms and onions and Tender.
But it's a big blood clot.
No, it's not.
It's a big...
it disappears.
Blood clot.
It looks like... no. It evaporates. It looks like...
it evaporates out of the pan, so it's gone?
Yeah.
It disappears. The whole liver.
No.
The big, huge blood clot that's in the pan.
Hey.
I'm going to make you feel better. I used to eat liver.
Okay.
Yep. And I liked it. I didn't like it thick. I had to have it thin, and I made it with bacon and onions.
I had to learn how to make it, because my mother's, you could... hit it against the wall.
Oh, really?
It would bounce.
Did you bake it or fry it in a pan?
Fry it in a pan.
Yeah, you have to fry it in a pan. And I ate chicken livers, too.
Oh, those are good.
Mm-hmm. I ate chicken livers.
What were they called? What did they call?
Chicken
gizzards.
Livers.
Gizzards. Gizzards.
Gizzards. Yeah, I did. Not anymore.
No.
Just can't.
Okay.
So I also looked up 40 happy facts that will make your day a little brighter.
Oh, I need that.
So I did say I was going to jump around a little bit. Sea otters, you know how cute they are anyway.
They are adorable.
They hold hands with each other when they're sleeping.
Aww.
They do that because it keeps them from floating away from each other while they're sleeping.
Because when they see another otter, they don't know if it's the same one?
I don't know, but they want to stay together. And I guess
so
for some...
sweet.
Some sea animal, that would be a 2-for-1.
Oh.
They are the cutest, though, aren't they?
Oh. All right, for that, around 30 people die every year getting crushed from shaking a vending machine.
Not a chance. That can't even be.
30 people a year.
Die?
Because the dang thing falls over on them.
What? Where did that come from?
Bestlife.com.
Bestlife.com. I like that website. It's a good website. We use it all the time. Okay. Chia pudding. Well, I don't like chia, so we're going to skip it.
Oh, that doesn't.
You know, because chia seeds, have you ever seen them when they're wet?
Oh, no. All I could see was a blank head waiting for hair.
Chia.
That's the first thing that came into my mind.
Well, chia seeds puff up like gelatinous. I know you can use them instead of egg because it's got that
Seriously?
Gelatinous. Yeah. Yeah, it says, I will read it as long as we're talking about it. Chia seeds may look like poppy seeds, but these nutrient-dense seeds are very different. You can sprinkle them raw into salads or yogurt, but they have even more utility when they're soaked in liquid. Chia has a strong gelling power that turns thin liquid like milk into a wobbly, thick pudding.
Yeah.
So you can soak chia seeds and add them into recipes, I know, that require egg.
It just makes me think of slime.
It's kind of slimy.
Ew.
Yeah, it's kind of slimy. I'm not really. So sorry for those of you who want to hear this recipe. I'm not going to waste my time. But if you want to make pizza dough, you can use Greek yogurt, and again, self-rising flour, because the self-rising flour has all that stuff in it.
Does flour go bad?
I hope not. Self-rising flour has the salt, and instead of yeast, it has baking powder to give it a little bit of lift. The yogurt turns the dry flour into dough and provides enough acidity to activate the leavening agent. You stir the two ingredients together. You knead them. You develop the gluten. That way the dough won't tear.
Also, no gluten-free people.
Right. It won't tear when you stretch it. And you also get the chewiness of the pizza crust. And it's an amazing option when you're short on time or you don't have any yeast.
Okay.
These are really clever. I love this stuff.
I'd like to know who thought of all this.
I know.
It's possible to turn peanut butter into diamonds. There's a scientist named Dan Frost in Germany. Did something a little bit different with his peanut butter. He made a diamond. Frost studies the conditions of the Earth's mantle and has found ways to mimic them in his lab. According to the BBC, the high pressures of the mantle can strip oxygen from carbon dioxide and leave behind the carbon to form a diamond.
Where'd the peanut butter come in?
According to the high pressures of the mantle can strip oxygen. Okay, and since peanut butter is already rich in carbon.
I see.
Frost was able to transform the nutty goodness into a shiny jewel.
All I kept picturing were new diamond rings that was a band with a peanut on it. Either in the shell or out of the shell, depending on your taste.
That's taking a craft one step too far. Oh, boy.
Who knew? Ice cream sandwiches. So get yourself an ice cream sandwich.
Those are good.
You are going to make ice cream sandwiches.
Oh.
With gelato and brioche bread.
That's crispy. That's not.
It's called flippobacci. It sounds Italian. In America, an ice cream sandwich is often a rectangle of vanilla ice cream between two sticky chocolate wafer cookies, or a circular slab of ice cream between two chocolate chip cookies. But in southern Italy, you'll find brioche con gelato, which throws the American notion of ice cream sandwiches right out the window.
Oh, I wouldn't go that far.
You can eat this for breakfast. What do you do with it? I'm trying to see what you do. You butter the piece of brioche.
Aren't they hard?
Yeah. You just
butter it with the ice cream?
You butter it and then you put the gelato inside. That's it.
How do you put gelato inside?
You just make a sandwich, I guess. Two pieces of bread.
Oh, like an Oreo.
The main difference between gelato and ice cream is gelato is dense. It can stand up to the bread without being squished. And that's what you do. I don't think I like that.
No, I don't think I'll try that.
No, I'm not going back to Italy.
Oh, okay. Okay. I have signs that were funny.
Oh, good.
This is one sign outside somebody's house. This is a private sign. Please do not read. Easter egg hunt sign. Proof your kids can find anything if they want to. Dogs welcome inside. Please try, children, to post out front. Fire station sign. Never do anything you wouldn't want to explain to the paramedics.
Oh, that's so true. You've got to be honest.
It'll be in the newspaper.
That's when the paramedics look at each other and try not to laugh.
And we'll see you in a moment.
We hope.
Oh, yes. 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Support for WTBR comes from Greylock Federal Credit Union. Proud to support high school arts and sports programs. Greylock Federal. Opportunity grows here. With locations throughout the Berkshires and online at greylock.org. And from Evco Hypnosis. Want to lose weight, quit smoking, sleep better, or relieve stress and anxiety? Evco Hypnosis is here to help you become happier, healthier, and stronger. Call 413-212-0283 or go to evcohypnosis.com. That's EVCOhypnosis.com. Support for WTBR comes from Berkshire Community College. BCC provides access to higher education to everyone in Berkshire County and beyond, offering more than 50 high-quality programs, small class sizes, and an affordable education to help their students of all ages achieve their dreams. At BCC, their middle name is community. And from Sundrini Awnings and Home Improvement, retractable awnings, retractable screens, gutter and gutter protection systems, commercial awnings, and screen rooms. Customized solutions available. Online at Sondrini.com.
Here we go again.
Excellent!
I demand more!
89.7 WTBR FM. Pittsfield.
Pittsfield. Pittsfield. And we are back. This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff. And we are at the top of the second half of our show, and we are going to choose which one of these is false.
Mm-hmm. Baby elephant self-soothed by sucking their trunk like human babies suck fingers. The Earth's rotation is gradually quickening. The element plutonium is an unexpected metal. It's a soft, silvery white metal that is solid at room temperature, but it can literally melt in the palm of your hand.
That was almost in harmony. So we are sharing with you lots of stuff that we've gathered from here, there, and everywhere.
Yep.
And I had some things that had to do with recipes that only require two ingredients that it's been very...
I think very clever.
Interesting. Beth has been talking a lot about space and the universe, which is very interesting. And then I have these little things that are kind of going to make your day maybe happier.
Go ahead.
Okay. Cows have best friends.
Aww.
I know. They tend to experience lower levels of stress when they're hanging out with their friends.
Aww.
That sounds familiar, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's true.
That is true. Yeah. Okay. Now, since you talked about stress, this sign says, you're now entering a stress-free zone monitored by Sniper.
Oh, gosh. So much for that. I wonder where that was. In a psychiatrist's office?
there were a sniper in the waiting room, you'd notice him.
Yeah, that'll decrease your level of stress. Yeah, for sure. All right. Strawberry frozen yogurt. So you take some frozen strawberries.
Mm-hmm.
And Greek yogurt. Now, interesting, this says frozen strawberries with sugar. So they're either ones that you have frozen yourself and already put sugar on them, or you buy them in the store frozen with the sugar already in there. Because that's a third ingredient.
Oh, true. Huh? Yeah.
See what they do there? Greek yogurt is a versatile ingredient, but it's too sour and plain for a sweet treat. Oh, my goodness. If you have ever sweetened it, spread it on a baking sheet and freeze it into a bark. And you know that you've made a frozen yogurt. I've never thought of spreading my yogurt on a cookie sheet
and
putting
it
in the freezer.
Oh, freezing it.
To make something scoopable, you need to do the frozen strawberries and the yogurt together. And then you put it in the freezer. And you have frozen yogurt.
Huh.
Just mix them together and freeze them. Easy peasy.
I've had to stop eating yogurt.
Why?
I am so lactose intolerant. It's crazy. I wanted to eat them, but I can't.
You can't get yogurt that's lactose free?
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know they have lactose free milk.
Ugh.
But you don't drink milk.
No.
Yeah.
It makes me physically sick.
Yeah. So you drink almond milk, oat milk?
No.
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 No milk.
No milk.
No anything fake milk.
Nope.
No.
No.
Fine, be that way.
Sign on a bulldozer. Halloween special. Bodies buried, $5. Really deep, $10.
Creepy.
Funny.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah. I'm just thinking, for the $5, how deep does it go? Are they still sticking out a little bit?
If you don't ever want them found. On dump sign, refuse to be stored in black plastic sacks and placed in the containers provided.
What?
I don't get it.
Black plastic sacks in the containers provided.
On a dump sign. Why did I think that was funny?
Wait, now let's think about this. Black on a dump. It's a dump.
Uh-huh.
Put them
in black plastic sacks and placed in the containers provided. How would you know which containers were provided? I don't get that.
I'm not following that either. All right, nope. We're asking now for help from our listeners.
Anybody make sense of that?
If you make sense of that, we know who we're going to get emails from.
Yep.
And we're expecting you to explain this.
Yep.
Because we don't get it.
This one is very good. It's a factory sign. And I think it's good because my mother and I could never work in factories. They told us, just please don't. Warning.
I think that's a story all in itself.
Warning. These machines do not know the difference between metal and flesh, nor do they care.
Oh, yes. Yes. And I can attest to that because my grandfather lost part of his arm.
Ow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
From the wrist down in a factory.
You mean he lost his hand?
He lost, in between his wrist and his elbow.
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. And
so did he still have a hand?
No. He lost it all. Yeah, and you know what's really sad? He was going out for Major League Baseball the next day.
Oh, no!
Yeah, He was a young guy, young, tall, handsome guy. Yeah, and he lost his arm. And you know what they gave him? I think it was either $600 or $800 and promised him he could have his job for life. Yeah, that's what he got. Isn't that something? They never owned a home.
That poor man.
Yep. They never owned a home. They rented. Isn't that crazy? They did not get a huge settlement for losing a limb.
And he had to pay all those medical bills and everything
I don't
else?
Know about all that, but I know that what we knew from our family and from him, and because he was alive to tell, was just that. And he was promised a job for the rest of his life. Yeah. How sad, huh?
Why would he even 20s. Think about wanting to work there anymore?
I wouldn't. And you can bet I would have gotten a lawyer. Hello, Grandpa.
Hey. Yeah.
But you know, back in the day, you're talking the early 1900s. Let's see, when would he have been born? 18, when was he born?
That is tragedy.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So back to fun things.
Okay.
Okay. What's a macaque? What's a macaque? M-A-C-A-Q-U-E-S.
I don't know.
In Japan, know how to use vending machine snacks. Is that an animal? It's got to be.
Like a monkey? Oh, it's a macaque.
Thank you. It's a macaque. Or if you're in America sitting in this seat, it's a macaque. Because. Welcome to my world. Won't you come on in? National.
I'm so happy we're not on TV.
I know.
Okay.
Well, all right. I think those little macaques are cute. And we know they like vending machine snacks. They must be able to get in there. Reach up inside with their cute little long macaque arms.
On a snowdrift.
I'm not going to come in here anymore.
A sign on a snowdrift says free snowmen, some assembly required.
That's cute. I love that. That's worth making a snowman in the winter if we ever have that kind of snow again.
God.
To put that sign on there. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. So, Bev, if I die, you have my permission to speak at my service and tell, you could list them. You could list all the words.
Oh, my gosh.
You could list them all. All of them.
Boner, Boehner. Anal.
Yes.
You made me sorry you said that.
It could be hysterical. You could actually have a whiteboard with dry erase markers.
Mask.
You could have a game. You could have a game. You could write the word and say, okay, how do you pronounce this? It Lynn's world. It's macaque.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Oh, gosh. All right. That hurts. Okay.
Lab rules. Do not lick the spoon. Hiccups and pipettes don't mix. assume all unmarked beakers contain a highly toxic, fast-acting poison, and if you don't know what a button is, don't push it.
On your computer.
Right? Yes, yes.
Don't push yes. it. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, you want to make some biscuits with two ingredients? I love biscuits. Heavy cream and self-rising flour. We already learned about self-rising flour. Self-rising flour has everything in it that you need to bake. So now you just take that heavy cream.
I just had a terrible dirty thought.
Okay, yeah. As I go and read this, you and try to find what I'm supposed to say. So the flaky biscuit is made by working the... She just lost her. We lost her completely. So this, you gently mix them together, and then you knead the heavy cream and the self-rising flour together. And let's see, you bake them. You know, this is hard because it's not like a recipe where it says what to, you know, what temperature, but it does say that they'll come out layered, and you'll have to add your own butter, obviously. But it comes together very quickly, and you get a nice biscuit.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. Okay. This website is called tastingtable.com.
Cool.
Easy two-ingredient recipes. When you get to the website, look for that.
Okay.
Okay.
Here's a sheriff's office sign. We have been made aware of multiple coyote sightings within the county. Typically, coyotes are nocturnal, but it is not uncommon to see them during the day. Merely seeing one is not reason to call 911 unless they're carrying any products marked Acme, they're on roller skates with rockets attached, or dropping anvils from hot air balloons.
That poor little coyote, he got, how did that little coyote not die from episode to episode? That poor little guy. So in Norway they knighted a penguin. His name is Sir Niels Olav III, and he lives in Edinburgh in the zoo. The other members of his three other members of his were family, also made honorary members of the guard. So they are honorary members, and he is a penguin that has been knighted. Well, one good thing is he'll always look nice with his little tuxedo on.
He'll always be dressed for formal affairs.
Always be dressed. And his family will always be dressed.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
Three stores in one building, China Walk, Butcher Shop, Animal Clinic.
China Walk, Butcher Shop, Animal Clinic. China Walk, Butcher Shop, Animal Clinic.
Yeah.
China Walk, Butcher Shop.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no.
God, no. I was wondering what you were doing.
I didn't get it. I had to, you know what I had to do? I had to think about it backwards. Animal clinic, butcher shop, China walk. Oh, my goodness. I would hate to even think that. Oh, not in this country, please. Oh, no, no, no. Oh. Oh, gosh.
This has been a day. This has been a day.
So you know the little voices of Mickey and Minnie Mouse?
Yeah.
You know the two people that did the little voices?
They are married?
Wayne Allwine and Russie Taylor. They got married in 1991, and they remained together until Wayne passed away in 2009.
Aww.
Yeah. That's really cool that they got married. It's sad that they... Wow.
That is cute.
Yeah.
It's so sweet.
So look at this. The Gentoo, G-E-N-T-O-O, penguin, proposed to their mates with a pebble. So in the female... if the female penguin accepts the proposal, she uses the pebble as the basis for their nest. You might say it's a good foundation.
Oh, ruined that one, Lena.
Isn't that cute?
That is very sweet.
I love
sweet.
The penguin. I don't know, was it a movie or whatever it was where they showed the whole life of the penguins.
The baby, yeah.
And the father holds the egg while the mom goes off on the trek with all the other moms to find food.
It's
and
crazy.
And that little egg stays right there. And what I thought was so cool was all the father penguins are all hanging back, and they're all holding onto the eggs, and they all look the same. And the mom penguins come back, and they all look the same. And they find their mate. And they all look the same.
There's got to be a smell or something. Pheromone or something.
Got to be something.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I'm exhausted. I'm just...
Baby elephant.
Oh, here it comes.
Soft, self-soothes by sucking its tongue. The Earth's rotation is gradually quickening. The element plutonium is soft, silvery white metal at room temperature, but can melt in the palm of your hand.
I think the elephant sucks its trunk, and I think the plutonium is correct. I think the Earth's rotation is false. Are you finding a little bell or something, like a ding, ding, ding? Are you finding a little... She's looking for something. She's looking for something. She's got her phone. I'll tell you, this is what I love about this girl. She's always thinking. She's always planning. There's always something going on in the back of that beautiful mind. Oh, I got applause.
Yeah.
I got it right.
I know.
That's the gut. I would love to see that little elephant sucking on his little trunk like a little thumb. I'd hang a little blanket over him. Oh, my gosh.
I'm wondering where I got... No, never mind. I'm going to go home and look where I got this from because baby crocodiles.
Well, you know, it just goes to show that I trust you because when I heard you say that, I said, no, I know, and I trust her.
Okay.
And there's a reason. But then I thought, well, maybe that's an obvious false. You know what I'm saying? Hey, thank you for listening, and we will see you next time.
Thank you for making me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
You are good. You are so good. The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.